some verbs, only a handful of verbs, where it's in the character and the nature of the verb to express a line in the past, not a dot. Like, you already know how to use I knew it. I knew would be
Sabia,
yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Though actually I knew that that would be super, yes. But you know why not to use super or when to use super. At that moment I knew, yes.
Yeah.
Or I found out.
Yeah.
But otherwise, sabia or no sabia, I didn't know. The same with I wanted. It's not just a sudden wish at that moment, which would be kisse.
Mm.
But usually, I want it. There's a line. Can be a short line or a long line in the past, which would be?
Queria,
yes. So, queria verlo. I wanted to see it just for some time already. Now, for I could in the past. We have a problem here with could in English. Because I threw in now, I could in the past. Why? Because in English, could actually expresses two distinctly different tenses. So I was looking for it and I couldn't find it. I could is clearly in English in the past, yes? I couldn't find it. I was looking for it, yes? Or he left, he couldn't wait. He couldn't wait, he was not able to wait, yes? But could, if it is not the past, like, could you tell me? Or could you go there with me tonight? The same could. That doesn't mean, were you able to go with me tonight? Yes, mm-hmm. Or tomorrow. So could, in the past, in English, means was able. And if it is not in the past, then it means would be able. So could you go there with me tomorrow? Yes. Would you be able to go there with me? Yes.
Mm.
So with could, we have to know now, again, sharpen the awareness of your own language. We have to know if could is past or not past. If it is not past, right, then it is would be able, yes? And that would be
podría.
Right, podría, yes?
Yeah.
Podría. So if you want to say, could you tell me at any time could?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning if it is from now into any future, yes? As long as it is on or above the now line. If it is below the now line, then it is the past. He couldn't wait. He was not able to wait. Then you cannot use podría. So podría is could if it is not the past because you have the ría, would be able. So therefore, even if it is right now is not the past. If you want to say, could you tell me, would be?
Podría decirme.
Right, podría decirme, yes. Could you wait now, yes, would be, could you wait?
Podría esperar.
Right, podría esperar, yes. So, actually, you have options in Spanish like in English. You can say, instead of, could you wait? You can say, can you wait? Can you, will you wait? Puede esperar. Can you, or will you tell me? Puede decirme.
Mm.
But could you tell me? Podría decirme. Yes. But now, what about could in the past? In English, I couldn't find it. I was not able to find it. So if poder, the past, for the dot in the past, which is
pudo.
I could. Aye, not, you gave me he could,
yes,
or you could.
Pude.
Pude, yes. So if you want to say I couldn't see it, would be no...
No pude bello.
Once more.
No pude bello.
Bello, right. No pude bello. Yes, but pude means the dot in the past, yes. It happened and it's gone, yes. And you said, no pude bello. At that moment, I couldn't see it, yes. Mm-hmm. No pude. But could mostly will express a line in the past, yes. I couldn't. If there's a line, a short line or a long line, would be of poder.
Podia?
Podia, right. Podia, yes. No podia hacerlo. I couldn't do it. No podia hacerlo. At that moment when you wanted it, I couldn't. No pude, yes. Mm-hmm. So you see, you make those distinctions in Spanish, yes. But the important thing is to make the distinction in English between could and could. Could past and could not past. Mm-hmm. Not past meaning now or any time above into the future. Podría. The difference between could past and could not past is in the R or without the R. Podía. Could not past. The line in the past, podía, or podría, could, would be able to.